Hello, and welcome to Little Steps, Big Futures, the podcast that brings you all things early years. Each week, we chat to some incredible guests with amazing stories, talk about childcare tips, and delve into some controversial topics. I'm Aoife Murphy.
And I'm Jenny McCarty.
Let's get started.
Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. This week on the podcast, we have Caroline, who is a CIMI certified infant massage instructor. So it's a topic that we haven't touched on yet, and one that we found on Instagram, and we're very intrigued by her page and really wanted to find out more. So Caroline, you're very welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, Caroline, your profile has been kind of popping up, and I know you attended maybe one or two of our webinars as well last year. So when I saw your name popping up, I was like, oh, you know, it was great to kind of see. And, you know, Instagram's a great place because it connects people like us and like yourself. And then obviously that's what we try to do here on the podcast. But before we kind of delve into everything that you do and who you are, can you just tell us a small bit about yourself and who you are as a person?
Absolutely. I'm Caroline. I'm a mom to two little girls. My background was pharmacy. I was a pharmacy technician for over 12 years. So I've been the girl looking after moms from the time they start their folic acid to the kids starting secondary school, because I worked in the one pharmacy for about 12 years. So I've always had that interest in kind of minding the moms and the self-care of moms coming in. And I did a baby massage course actually with my first little girl when she was only a few months old back in 2017. And I just absolutely loved it. So I went back on my maternity leave back to the pharmacy, and any new mom who came in, I'm like, you have to do a baby massage class. You just have to. And I was even sending them from where I worked to the area I went to my class in, just because I found it absolutely amazing. So yeah, I'm quite passionate about the baby massage.
And it's a question that we often ask everyone, where do their interests come from? And a lot of the time you will get that they grew up with lots of children around them, or their mom was maybe, a childminder or caregiver. Did you have that background of, I suppose, growing up with lots of children around you and your family?
Not really. I have two brothers, but no, just the interest of actually wanting to be a baby massage instructor really stemmed from having my second girl in the first lockdown. So April 2020, I had my second little girl, and just the thoughts of going back to work in the pandemic, working in a pharmacy, I kind of wanted to take a step back, and I decided, with my little one starting play school at the time, I just wanted to spend more time with my own girls. And I love everything to do with child development. I love with the reading. I love the songs. I love doing Play-Doh. Anything, like, I have the tough tray. We're always doing little work. So it's like a little mini creche I have here in the house. And I love all that sort of stuff. But then I kind of thought, like, I have to do some work. What am I going to do? And I loved baby massage so much. And I couldn't do a class at the time when I had my little girl during the pandemic. So I just thought, like, how can I teach it? I'd love to be able to actually run classes and be there to support moms and teach moms baby massage. So I just started looking up the courses, and I found with Baby Massage Ireland, they had their lovely trainer. So I put myself on the list to start the course whenever they were able to do it. So it was January 2021. So my little one was nearly a year. They started doing the online courses to train us. And over three weekends, we did our training. We needed to teach online because everything was still online. Like, we're still in our restrictions with COVID. So I had to teach a class of five moms over 5 weeks online, do my assignment, and get myself my certificate in order to start teaching classes from the laptop.
And you kind of went into a little bit of detail about how you went about getting that qualification. But it seems like a relatively short course. And I know it's probably intensive, and it's probably a lot in that couple of weeks. But do you need any qualifications going into that course, let's say in child development, or is it kind of something you can learn on the job and they teach you as you're going through the course itself?
They're teaching you the International Association of Infant Massage Program. So you've been taught this particular program, you don't have to be qualified in, like there's so many midwives, nurses, anyone can go and do this course. We see public health nurses going and doing the course as well. They do ask you, like, what's your background? Like, my background was pharmacy. So whether that was a helping stone to go in and do the course or just a helping step, I don't really know. But I was able to do the course, yeah, over 3 weekends. It was short but intensive. Like, you're doing part massage, part theory. And the trainer was absolutely fabulous to go through all of the program over the short period of time. And then it's up to yourself, like, you've reading to do and your assignment to do as well in order to get your qualification and join Baby Massage Ireland as well.
And you mentioned as well that you have two smallies at home. So did they play part in your practical work? Did they get a few massages along the way? Or
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. More my five-year-old. Like last night, I had to give her a hand and a foot massage before she went to bed. Now, listen, it could be delay tactics where she's like, I know I'm going to save myself another 10 minutes from going to sleep, so mom will give me a massage, and she know I won't say no. My little two-year-old, over the last year, she at times she kind of didn't want, like, she was a typical toddler and say no to a massage. So I had to respect her answers if she rejected it or she said no. But she has been actually really sick since February. She got a really rare virus which attacked her brainstem and spinal cord, causing nerve damage in her face and her arm. So I've actually been doing, with her permission, because you have to have permission when you're massaging a baby, with her permission, I've been massaging her arm, because massage can actually help with muscle tone, and just it's more for her sensory to try and get the feeling of her nerves working again, because she has nerve damage. So it's been actually really beneficial for having this course and to be able to do my massage on my two-year-old in the last while. And even if she's like constipated, I'm like, well, I'll give you your tummy massage, and she'll be like, yeah mom, give me my tummy massage. So yeah, I do practice on the girls and they do love it. But last week I had a gorgeous class in Anna's Play School, and they asked for the parents to kind of come in and maybe talk about your job or just read the kids a story, just to come into the play school now that it's, you know, where the restrictions are eased, to do something with the kids. So we did a dolly massage class in the play school. So I had two little classes and they all sat around in their circle and they all had their doll. And we did some relaxation and we asked our dolly's permission and we did a full body massage. And as if I was teaching like a class of moms, they all listened, boys and girls, absolutely were amazing, and had their dolly massage class last week. So I love that.
That's really cute. That's really amazing. And I suppose the parents definitely benefited from that, because they probably went home that evening and asked could they do massage on the mom and dad. So you're in the good books, I'd say, with a lot of parents there. And obviously we want to wish your little girl, you know, a speedy recovery, and hopefully she can you know, recover. I don't know, we're obviously not going to ask too many questions about it, but hopefully she's doing well as well. And just before we kind of move on to maybe what infant massage actually is and how you kind of the benefits, is the course still available online, or has it gone back to in person now that the restrictions have eased?
It's back in person, which is brilliant, because like when we did it online, we all the simmies who were qualifying, like we became friends, like we're in contact, then everyone's setting up their Instagram pages, so we're able to support each other as we're starting off on our journey and ask each other's questions and kind of like, you know, give little tips of how we can actually market ourselves as new simmies. So it's really nice, and it's so nice if they have, if they're doing the they are doing the face-to-face, if they're meeting in person, because it's lovely friendships can be made through the training.
And I think it's strange now that's I suppose how we've communicated over the last while, that you have formed these bonds online, you know, and you'll see the same, I guess you have seen it with kind of Instagram as well, and myself and Aoife have found it, that you feel like these people you follow on Instagram that you now know and you have a relationship with and a friendship with, but you've never actually met them in real life, you know. And we've kind of experienced that with the podcast as well over the last year or so, but it's great, you know, it's great to I suppose that you were there and had like a little support system when you were all kind of setting up and starting off. So Caroline, for those who don't know what infant massage is, can you give us a brief description of what it actually is?
Yeah, it's infant massage. It's an ancient art which allows a parent or a caregiver, it doesn't have to be a parent, whoever is the caregiver to a child, It helps them to connect and bond and communicate with their baby through positive nurturing touch. So it's the nurturing touch is the most important aspect of your infant massage. And when we're doing a massage on our little babies, we're looking like we're giving them eye contact. We're seeing to them. We're talking to them. Where they can smell us because we're up close. We don't use any oils that have scents, any smells. We don't want to mask that natural bond between a parent and a baby. So it's the nurturing touch is the most important aspect there, but there's the few other little elements as part of it too.
And I suppose, you know, for new parents and with newborns, obviously they have issues with their digestion, they can be constipated, they have reflux. Is it something you can do from a newborn stage, or does it have to have, you know, do they have to reach a certain age before you can start?
No, we can teach babies from 0 to 12 months, absolutely no problem. Now, we don't massage a sleeping baby because we can't ask that baby for permission. So what we would be suggesting is, you know, and maybe some parents don't want to wait until 6 or 8 weeks to start, of course, they're ready to do it. So I would suggest going to a class, and I would have a spare doll that if your baby is in a sleepy state, that you can massage the doll. And when your baby is awake later on in a more alert, awake state, well, then you can practice at home. And also we have our little pre-crawler or active crawlers that come into the class. They could be 6 to 12 months, and they're not going to lie there and let the mam do a massage. Like, they're going to be crawling around, having a look, wanting to look for toys. So like, we can adapt the massage as well to change our position of how we massage our child and how we look after active crawlers. But in our course, we can teach from 0 to 12 months.
And you say infant massage and infant massage instructor. So in the classes that you have, is it kind of a combination of the children getting the massages, but you are actually instructing the parents how to go home and then follow through with those kind of procedures?
So I have my massage doll, and we all sit around. So we all sit around in a circle on the floor, because when we're on the floor, we're the most comfortable. And it's a nice practice actually just to be on the floor, because when our babies do get that little bit older, you know, they tend to kind of go off. We don't want them crawling and rolling off beds or anything like that. So we're on the floor, we're nice and relaxed, and I have my doll. So I demonstrate everything on my doll while the parents are doing the same with their babies. And if it's the case that their babies are feeding or sleeping, it's no problem. The mams can sit and watch, and I'll repeat the massage each week so they don't miss out. I've often as well done a few Zoom online sessions for mams that may have missed out on some of the massages in the class, like if they couldn't turn up or whatever, I'd, you know, jump in one evening and say, look, I'll do a quick one-to-one with you on Zoom, just to make sure that they don't miss out. So I'm demonstrating on the doll and they're copying me, so we're all doing it together. And it's lovely because we do a little bit of relaxation, because like, as you're a new, if you're a new mom, you're coming in, you could be coming into the very first group, you're meeting a new group of parents, you might feel a bit anxious. Maybe you didn't sleep that night. Maybe you're just feeling a little bit overwhelmed being a first time mom. So what we do is when we sit down, we do a little bit of relaxation, and then we start. And our process will start with, we ask our baby for permission. And we ask our baby for permission, we're actually watching our baby to see if our baby is saying yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, to a massage. And they will tell you, when we're watching their little signs and watching their cues, they will say, I want that massage, ma'am, or no, not at the moment, I just want to have a cuddle. So it actually helps mams get to know their babies from a very small age by watching their baby and watching how their babies communicate with them. And it kind of gives mams a little bit of extra confidence as well in their own baby, because they're like, yeah, I know what my baby likes. My baby might like the arm massage, or my baby might like a leg massage. No, my baby doesn't want the tummy massage. They get to know their own baby, and it's brilliant. As the courses go on, that we see that. We do the massage, we learn, we do a different part of the massage each week. Like, we start off small, we don't want to overstimulate our baby. So we start off on week one with the legs and the feet. We do the legs, feet, tummy on week two. Week three, it's legs, feet, tummy, chest, arms. And then week four, it's legs, tummy, chest, arms, face and back. And then by week five, we do the full massage again. So, and then when we finish our massage, we thank our babies. So we're always being respectful to what our babies need and want. from asking permission to thanking them, or if they're halfway through a massage and they say, "Ma'am, I've had enough," we respect them and say, "Okay, that's enough for today."
Sounds like a full pampering session. So I'd say we benefit from one of them massages ourselves at the moment. You said there that it was an ancient art as well. And I suppose, what are the benefits, or what have, obviously had progressed over time, what were the found benefits of giving an infant massage, and how did that kind of come about?
Well, when you're giving your baby a massage, well, one of the main benefits of baby massage is bonding. You're bonding with your baby and you're creating a secure attachment with your baby. So by the whole process of your massage, from the nurturing touch to your baby being able to smell you, your baby being able to see you, your baby being able to hear your voice, because you're singing during the massage, you're doing nursery rhymes, so they're hearing your voice as well. So all of the different senses are being touched on to help promote bonding with you and between you and your baby. And it is creating a lovely, secure attachment. And when you're able to give your baby that secure attachment, like, your baby feels loved, your baby feels respected, especially the way we ask for permission. We thank our baby, we watch their cues. So we're respecting them and your baby feels respected. And by also doing that, we're building trust. So we're building trust for our babies. We're helping them develop empathy and we're helping them to develop a really good self-esteem. So you can start off massaging your baby from a small baby. In our course, we actually guide you and kind of give you advice or tips of how you can massage your child up to teenagers. So if you're going to continue to have massage in your life with this nurturing touch, positive touch, from a newborn up to a teenager, and your child feels lovely self-esteem, feels confident, is respectful to others because of the way they have been respected since they were a small baby, what lovely adults are they going to turn out to be? It'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Definitely. And I suppose that's the thing of teaching children compassion and empathy as well, you know. And a huge thing as well, I think, that you said there is for them to agree, you know, and that is huge. And I know in schools at the moment, from working in a childcare setting, particularly with the younger after schools, you know, it's giving children being able to kind of give consent and to know, to be able to say no as well. So that's a huge part of it. And I think it's a part that's, you know, definitely should be highlighted and so important, because, you know, especially when the children are so small, you would kind of forget about that aspect of it. So it's so nice to hear that you bring that aspect into it as well. You mentioned a lot there, moms with the massages. Do any dads attend your class?
I haven't had any dads attend the class in person, but I've had dads attend the class online. I had a class where I had twins and the mom and dad both massaged. So one had one boy and the other had the other boy. And it was so lovely to have the dad doing the massage. And I've had a couple, a mom and dad, who they wanted to do the massage together. She didn't want to attend a class because they wanted to take turns. So I would have one week where mommy was doing the massage and the other week the daddy was doing the massage. And it was so nice because the baby reacted differently to the dad, to the mom. And it was just so nice to see. And you could see the dad really loved it and was really interested in nursery rhymes and doing the massage. So it's a lovely way to actually include dads. And, you know, sometimes moms can be breastfeeding and dads can feel a little bit like, oh, what am I supposed to do with this new baby? Like, this is my first baby and I don't know what to do with this baby. And if you can teach him something like a tool, like baby massage is a tool for him to be able to do something like lovely with his baby and feel confident in doing it and getting to know his baby. It's a lovely way to involve daddy as well. But like, even mentioning, like, we're talking about benefits of baby massage, like, there's a huge list of benefits where I probably wouldn't even like touch on all of them, but there are so many other benefits. It can help your baby sleep. And what parent wants help with their baby sleep? Like, we all need help with our children sleeping, but there's plenty of studies out there that show that the more we massage our babies, the longer we massage them for, the more improved their sleep patterns and sleep quality will be. So they will have lovely, lovely, nice naps. And I've had so many moms contact me after the class going, my little baby slept for 2 hours, or my little baby slept for 3 hours. Oh my God, thanks a million. I was able to sit down and have a cup of tea, which for a new mom, that can be amazing, to be able to sit down, like, have a cup of tea and go, Like it's a lovely thing for a parent for that as well. So many other benefits with baby massage, like it can help with the relaxation for mom and baby, as you were saying there, Aoife, like, oh, we could all do with it. But when we're actually doing massage, like we're reducing all our stress hormones for us and for baby. So babies can feed off our feelings. So if we're stressed and nervous and anxious, our babies can they feed off it and they can feel it. So the more relaxed we are, so while we're doing the massage, we are reducing all the stress hormones like the adrenaline and cortisol. We're increasing good endorphins and the calming hormones like oxytocin, and we're feeling more relaxed. We're feeling more relaxed. Baby is feeling more relaxed. And sure, with all the oxytocin that's surrounding us and our baby, we just feel so much more loved. That loving feeling is around, and it just makes us feel great when we're massaging our babies. And when all that oxytocin is floating around and we're reducing down some of the stress hormones, we can actually reduce some symptoms of postnatal anxiety and depression, which is really important as well.
It almost feels like a continuation from the womb, because I know a lot of women obviously will like rub their bellies, or you know, the baby will be kicking and stuff inside. So you automatically, I would say, touch your stomach or push on the little body part. So it's almost like a continuation from the mother's touch outside to actually physically then being able to massage. Would you kind of agree with that?
Oh, 100%. And like we as humans, we need touch to survive, and babies need touch, and touch is there for, like, it's how they can, we can communicate with our babies through touch. And touch is the first sense they're feeling when they're in the womb. So the fact that we're lovingly giving them this quality one-to-one time, they're getting our undivided attention while we have and give them a massage and promote and nurturing touch is amazing for our babies.
And I think we live in such a fast-paced lifestyle at the moment. You know, we see that a lot in the childcare setting, where children can just be at 100 all of the time, and having that moment with mom or dad, you know, to relax and to wind down is so important. And it's so important to, I suppose, give that to a child when they're so young so that they can carry a true life as well. And just to ask you, with all the benefits, I can hear when you're speaking about it, how passionate you are about it, which is amazing, you know, and all those parents and children in your class are very lucky. And is there any standout moment for you kind of over your career that you would kind of say, you know, seeing a child progress or seeing that moment between the parents and or the caregivers and the child? Is there any standout moment for you that you can recall?
God, like there's been a few moments lately that really do stand out. Like there's a few situations where I've had a mom, and it was her fourth baby, and she just found that it was very difficult to give, you know, it's difficult to give your fourth child this time. So just seeing that relationship between the smallest and the mom, and just having that time together, I just found that to be lovely. So it's just to show that it doesn't have to be with your first child. It can be with your fourth child, and to be able to give your child that time. That kind of just sat with me a tiny bit, because it was nice to think that she could make that time for the smallest. I've had a couple of moms come in who have had traumatic births and have difficult experiences in themselves when the baby arrived. And just by coming in and being able to be part of the group together in a very, very calming, nice, relaxed environment, we've had tears and we've had really, really good chats. But I feel like we've been a really good support to some new mams. Like babies are great and babies are resilient, and it's absolutely, I love seeing them, you know, coming in and 5 weeks later seeing how big they are and how they love their massage and how they hand their legs up to the mom at the beginning of the class. I love seeing all that. But I think the most important part for me has been seeing how some mams have reacted. Like I've had mams come in and be quite nervous at the thought of coming into a class and meeting new mams for the first time. But they come in, they're coming into my home. I make them feel very comfortable, very relaxed, make them a cup of tea, make them a coffee, give them a treat. I give them a little welcome bag that kind of reminds them to have some self-care, some time out for themselves. But seeing how some moms can go from being very nervous on the very first week to really relax at the very end of the 5-week course and have made friends and have made connections, and they're no longer alone, no longer isolated on their journey as a new mom or as a mom in general. So I think that is kind of more what I feel stands out to me, more just looking after the moms.
And we spoke a little bit about this on our podcast with Susan from Chime In and Play. She had set up Gymboree, which is now Chime In and Play, which is a music class for children. But she moved from the US and found that there was not really any mommy and like mother and baby groups or parent and baby groups around. And obviously baby massage now is going to be a part of that support system. But did you find that there's not a lot of, I don't want to say support groups, but I assume like baby massage classes are like support groups in a way as well. Did you find that there wasn't that many, and it is moving now to a more positive outlook with more focus on mental health and then postpartum?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely think there should be some sort of postnatal aftercare, as in, like, I know the hospitals now are really good at providing that counselling now after having your baby, but some mums just need to come in and chat to a group. And actually, it's funny you say that, because I've actually set one up in the area myself. I think on my own adrenaline of having a sick child over the last couple of months, I think I just kept going. And I just felt, after meeting so many lovely mums, like really nice mums, and I knew this mum lived in this estate, that mum lived in that estate, that mum lived over there, and they all attended different courses. But I'm like, how can I bring them together without breaching that protection? Do you know, like, how can I bring them together and encourage them to meet for a cup of tea, meet for a play date, meet for a walk? It doesn't have to cost anything. So I set up a group, I set up a Facebook group called Minute Baby Club. And we had our first event in May, where I just invited any of the mums to come to the local GAA cafe. The GAA were brilliant. They just said, yep, you can come in, treat yourself to a cup of tea or coffee. We had the space for 2 hours and mums could just come in and just have a chat. And they were under no pressure to commit, under no pressure to pay for a course. Because some mums, you know, they're on their unpaid leave now. Things are expensive. We don't all have the money to go and, you know, go to every single class or every single activity for babies. So something that's free, I think, is important as well. And then the mums just come and have a chat and they just feel connected to other mums. So I'm trying to encourage now as well that, like I said, I have an event for next Wednesday and it's a boogie walk. And I just picked the location and said 10:30 next Wednesday is a boogie walk. Anyone who's free, that's where we're going to meet, or that's where you're going to meet. And then the next event is the first Tuesday in June. And it's the same. It's a cup of tea. Mums get to meet and there's no pressure. And if they have a toddler, bring your toddler along. I'll bring colouring books. It's no problem.
That sounds so amazing. And fair play to you for actually setting it up, because it's well needed, and definitely nationwide. Well, it will be well needed. It can be such an isolating time as well, you know, and it's so good that you have, I suppose, realised the need for that and actually, you know, gone and done something about it. I'm sure there's plenty of people who have thought about it but haven't actually gone ahead and set one up. So that's absolutely amazing. So well done for that. Maybe you can start pushing them nationwide now as well, if it's not pressure on you.
It just takes one person to set up the page, and then, you know, it doesn't, you know, and the page can be like a support page to new parents. So if someone has a question, feel free to ask it. And like, the thing is, it's a non-judgmental space. If you have a question, ask your question and don't feel embarrassed to ask your question. And if anyone is going to answer, you be respectful to the question. But like, there's now, like, there's the breastfeeding. The libraries are brilliant. Like, there's breastfeeding support in one of the local libraries. And there's another library, they do like a sling meetup. So mams can meet and they can try out different slings for their babies. So there's actually now becoming more and more groups for parents to meet up. Like, there's free sign language classes through the library. So in the group, I'm trying to, if I see anything that's free, or I'm just sending it the information to the page and saying, look, this is what you can do with your baby. Like, it doesn't have to cost. You don't have to sign up to courses if you don't want to, but this is what's available and this is what's out there for you. And the moms are availing of it. They're delighted to be able to do classes now, because sure, we've been locked up for so long. And they see the likes of me. I had a baby in 2020 and we did nothing. So I'm just making up for lost time with her.
I think as well, you know, we talk about it a lot, that social media can be such a good place and such a toxic place as well. So you might have a parent at home who, you know, is watching, following all these Instagrammers, and everyone is posting, I suppose, the best bits of their life or 5 minutes of their day, and they're not posting the tantrums and the bad parts and the tears and the, you know, all the bad parts of that. So if you have a mother at home who is seeing all this and saying, God, I'm doing nothing and I feel like I'm not doing enough for my child, but if they're also a part of a Facebook group like you have set up, you know, maybe they will, it can be kind of a good place, Instagram or Facebook, that they can actually go and find useful information. I know myself, sometimes you have to kind of just put down the phone, the likes of Instagram and stuff, and just switch off, because you kind of feel like, God, I'm doing nothing right. I'm doing nothing with my life. So I can imagine having a child on top of that can be, you know, so stressful.
It's hard. And like the moms do say when they go into the classes, like they see so many celebrities and they're posting this, that and the other. And it does make moms feel like they're not doing what they should be doing. And like that's what we try to say to parents, like you're the best person for your baby and you're doing fantastic. And sometimes it's nice for a mom to hear, do you know what? I am actually doing really, really well. I'm doing the best that I can do. And I am the expert of my own baby. I don't need to think about what this celebrity is doing. And it's just so unfair that they show so many, they post so much that can actually hurt and upset so many vulnerable moms. So it's nice when they come into a group that, you know, they can actually chat about that and say, God, like, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I'm seeing. And other moms are like, I feel the same. Don't you worry. And then they become part of their own group. Like they're on their own journey going, yeah, like this happened with me. That happened with me. Da, da, da. And they have lovely conversations. And whatever conversations they have in the space is very, very safe, very non-judgmental, very friendly, very supportive. And whatever is said in that room stays in that room. It doesn't go out of that room unless they go and have their private chats when they go for a walk or they meet for a cup of tea. Like it's a safe space. So social media has a lot to answer for, but it is great that people are actually getting face to face and being able to talk these things out and feel normal. Like, and yeah, being a mom is hard. And most moms, new moms, or if you have 2, 3, 4, whatever kids, it is hard. So it's nice to feel that you're part of a group that's like, yeah, we're doing our best.
Yeah. And with the social media, there's a lot of Irish celebrities who have, let's say, in, you know, air quotes, the perfect bodies, and they're flaunting their body 1 week, 2 weeks after having a baby. And, you know, coming to a class like Baby Massage and seeing women who maybe look like you or have the same body shape, the body type, that's very encouraging too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just to build on your own self-esteem. Like, you know, your hair is, you know, you're going bald in your hair because your hair is after coming out, and, you know, you're so tired, you're eating rubbish because like you just need quick energy. So you kind of nearly forget about yourself because you're only thinking about your baby. And sometimes you just need that group to be able to be honest and say, this is how I really feel. And it's actually really nice as well in the area. Like there's a few, like there's a free Boogie Buddies class in Selbridge, and it's on a Friday morning, and it's encouraging moms to go meet, bring your baby in the pram and you go for a bit of a walk and do a little bit of exercise and just, you know, encourage moms to do that little bit with their baby, which is brilliant for their own heads to do some exercise. So it can be really hard in how you're feeling in yourself. But it's nice to see now that the moms are kind of on the same page and they're encouraging themselves to, well, let's go to that exercise class together. Like, we're not going to put ourselves under pressure. Like, it's for moms who've just had a baby. Or let's meet at the local park and we'll go for a walk and maybe we'll get a takeaway cup of tea or coffee at the end of it. So they're moving, they're doing a bit of exercise, and they're just feeling a little bit better in themselves.
That's amazing. For the infant baby massage as well, I can imagine for parents who maybe aren't feeling completely themselves, you know, after pregnancy, or, you know, parents who aren't confident in themselves or that maybe don't have the energy to be exercising, then a baby infant massage class is just maybe right for them. So hopefully this will give people the courage to go and look for that. And because I think before I seen your page, I wasn't really aware of infant massage and what it's about and its benefits. And I know you're a very busy woman, and I didn't realize how busy you are until you started talking about all the other groups as well. So to ask you, what is next for you in your infant massage? Have you stuff in the pipeline in the next while, or you know, what can we see in the future from you?
I'm looking at doing another couple of courses to add on, to add another class, hopefully onto what I offer. But I'm going to kind of wait until Anna starts school now in September, and I have that little bit more time, because two little ladies do require a lot of my time and attention. So I think now from September, I'm going to get the head down and do maybe a little bit more studying and look at what my options are for adding on to classes. And like that, now we've got the new baby club. And then the baby massage classes. My classes are once a week at the moment in Maynooth. It'd be lovely to add on to that, like to grow my business as well, because I'm since November teaching classes in person. So it would be lovely to build on that and maybe have a couple of classes a week. But I'll get there slowly but surely.
Yeah, it's amazing to listen to your story and you know, to kind of be encouraged that your background wasn't in child development or in childcare as well. I think it's very encouraging for people listening who may be a parent who may love baby massage and would like to go and do the course. I think, you know, it's something that we can all benefit from. Like you said, you listed out so many benefits for the baby, but also so many benefits for the parents as well. So it's great that you came and shared your journey and your story with us today. And I suppose if anyone wants to follow you or find out more information, where can they go and look for that?
I'm on Instagram and it's babymassage.caroline. I also have my webpage set up and it is babymassagemaynooth.com. So that's where you'll find me. And I didn't even talk. I got so like excited about some of the benefits of baby massage. Like there's so many more. So like I know even by following your own podcast about like child development and, you know, about reading to babies and all that. So it's just also to quickly note that when you are doing baby massage, like you are helping with their brain development. You are helping with their pre-language development as well. So on top of all the gorgeous stuff, there's lots going on for your baby. You are helping give them relief with like wind, constipation, colic. It's really good for colic as well, and also good for teething pain, muscle pain, growing pains, good for getting siblings involved, so it can help maybe reduce down any sibling rivalry. Like, there's so many benefits, and what may be a benefit for me maybe not a benefit for anybody else, but there's a huge list that I still didn't even tip on today. But if anyone wants to get in touch, I can tell them more.
And I'm sure if they go follow your Instagram page, they'll be able to find some more information on that as well, because I know that you post on the Instagram page. So definitely everyone who's listening, go over and follow, because there's some valuable information on that. So Caroline, thank you so much for coming on today and giving up your free time. I know, as I said before, you were such a busy woman, so we are so grateful that you gave us this hour and gave us an insight into infant massage. And also the Maynooth Baby Club, and like definitely I don't think you give yourself enough credit for that, because there's definitely parents around that are just thanking you so much. And hopefully we'll have you on again in the future when you're doing 7 classes a week and you can keep up or can squeeze us in. So Caroline, thank you.
Yeah, I know, like Jenny said, it's great to kind of get that insight. And look, it's probably something that a lot of our listeners and parents didn't even know was available out there. So if there's any new moms or even older, you know, children who are older, like you said, it's beneficial for kind of all ages and right up to teenage years. So I think it's going to be something that's going to really take off over the next few years. And it's just amazing. So it's something I'll be looking into in the future as well, whenever that time comes too. So thanks so much, Caroline, for coming on again and chatting with us.
Thanks, lady.
As always, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Little Steps, Big Futures, the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review. And if you would like to get in touch, please find us on Instagram and Facebook at Little Steps, Big Futures. See you next time.